time management, writing craft, marketing, quick tips for busy writers. This is the Juggling Author Podcast.
Oh my goodness, welcome back to the Juggling Author Podcast. My name is Jim Heskett, and I am your host on this groovy train ride into the beyond of author mindset, time management, marketing, writing craft, and generally being awesome as an author. Today I want to talk about one very specific thing when it comes to marketing and lead magnets, and that is using cookies. And cookie is not a term I invented. Cookie comes from Tammy Labreck from her book Newsletter Ninja, where she talks about a cookie, as I think if I remember this right, a cookie is a lead magnet that specifically ties into your book. So it's a cookie is something that someone who read your book will specifically like. Because if you're going to be offering lead magnets, you really need to offer something that's targeted. Now, I offer several lead magnets on my website, and one of them is a full novel that you can't get anywhere else. That's book zero in a series. Basically, I wrote this book in a new series, then I wrote the next book before I published either one of them. And when I wrote this next book, I was like, actually, this would make a way better book one than the book one I already wrote. So I decided just not to publish that first book that I wrote and gave it away for free as a lead magnet. Then I wrote this other thing that I was intending to release as part of a box set with some other authors, and it didn't work out with these other authors, and so I decided instead of, because this was in a different series, I decided just to keep not release it and make some changes and release it as a standalone novella. So I have two main series. I have two big thriller series, and so I had specific lead magnets for each of them. Because if you write romance, then a thriller short story is not a very good lead magnet. Lead magnets need to be in the right genre and preferably featuring characters from your books. Now, let's talk about a cookie. So one of the things that I did in early 2019 is I wrote and released, well, I wrote them in 2018, but I rapid released a dystopian trilogy. Now, dystopian is not my main genre, so what I really wanted to do was to attract new readers who read in that genre to my email list. And I did some other things before, like I did some giveaways of dystopian books to try to build up my list. But what I really wanted to do was to use that new trilogy to attract dystopian readers to my list for future dystopian projects I might want to do. So I knew I needed to create a cookie. I needed to create something specifically for fans of that genre, and even better, for fans of those books that I put out. So let me tell you a little story about this cookie that I created. So this book has to do, I don't want to tell you everything about the book because you don't really care what my dystopian trilogy was about, but there's a scene where these two characters are reminiscing about a friend of theirs who has died. And they're saying, remember when he did this? Oh yeah, that was great. And I just wrote the scene basically so that they could have something to do while they were waiting for something. And it was also a little way for them to establish character as they were reminiscing about their friend and to provide a little bit of suspense because there's a clock ticking and they're having this kind of, anyway, that's not important. But what is important is that as I was writing this scene, I was sort of developing this, I was inventing on the fly the story between the two of them where they were talking about this third character and this amazing thing he was able to do in a simulated battle that they'd all had to do before. And I was writing this, I was like, this is kind of cool, this thing that they're talking about, this simulated battle, this would make an interesting story. So what I did was, I actually wrote this simulated battle with the character doing the cool thing as a short story. And I included it in the as a lead magnet on my website. And then what I did was they had them talk about the story in the book. And then at the end of that book, I said, in the back matter, I wrote a little thing that said, hey, if you want to find out what they were talking about when they were talking about that thing, you can download that short story for free. Now, that is specifically a cookie because it's something that's mentioned in the book. So it would apply to be, not apply, but it would be of interest to people who like that book. So anytime you can do that, anytime you can branch off to some other kind of media within your book, I think there's a benefit to that. Now, I don't think you want to be so cheesy as to like have people talk about something and then actually include a link right there in the middle of the book to go buy it. But that's why most of my series have been spin-off series from previous characters, because I think like if you like this series which features this character, you'll probably like this other series which that side character you like has his or her own series. So anytime you can kind of spin that off and relate one form of media to another, I hope I'm not being too vague here, anytime you can spin that off, then I think that's something that will be of interest to readers. So the moral of the story is build your cookies into your work and make sure that you include links in your back matter so that people can get it. Because if somebody reads that dystopian book and they're engaged with the book and they like it and they get to that part where they tell that story, I only give them enough detail. I don't spoil the whole short story in the text of the book, but I definitely include enough to make it sound like a cool thing, a cool story somebody might want to know about. So by the time they get to the back matter, they're like, yeah, I do want to find out how that thing happened. And that's all I really have to say about the topic. I want to thank you for tuning in, and please remember to rate and review the show on iTunes. And generally, my advice for you for today is to go out and be awesome. Just go out, grab the world by the balls, and be awesome. Have a good day.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Juggling Author Podcast. Make sure to rate and review the show on iTunes and visit www.thejugglingauthor.com for free bonuses and more info about the show.